Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here live at the 2016 Portland Indo Expo. It's day two, and joining me here in the Cannabis Radio Lounge, we've got Dr. James from Can Care Company. Hi, Dr. James.
Hey, happy Sunday afternoon.
Happy Stony Sunday to you, too.
Yeah, I hope everybody's awake and with it now.
Well, as best as can be expected after one day of an expo.
Well, you know, look at the activity here. I think everybody that's out of bed is pretty active.
Looking good. We're having a job fair out here. People are looking for work and learning a lot about the industry here in Oregon and around the country.
Yeah, we've been very busy the last day or so. We provide care products for growing cannabis legally.
Okay.
And so we've been getting a really good reception because we're kind of at the forefront of this new legalized industry, and we're trying to provide perfectly legal products for the growers. Particularly in the states of Oregon and Washington, where the regulators, you know, they're monitoring the crops.
Yeah.
And they actually have to approve the final harvest. And you either pass or fail.
Yes, sir.
So you could have grown a crop the entire year in the spring and summer, and then you submit it for testing, and the state inspector comes by, and if you flunk, you're done.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can do all next year with no money.
No kidding.
But we're here to help. To make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, so tell us what products are available through Can Care Company.
Can Care makes products for your common pests of cannabis growing, which here in Oregon and Washington are on the fungal side, is powdery mildew.
Okay.
So that looks like a sugar coating that ends up on the plant and can grow almost overnight, over a weekend for sure. So if you're a grower and you go on a little mini vacation or you're workers aren't working, you can go leave it on Thursday, come back on a Monday, and it looks like frosted flakes all over the place.
We don't want that.
So that's on the fungus side. So on the critter side, what afflicts cannabis the most are mites, which are actually spiders. So they're not insects. And they're actually a little more robust than insects, so they take a little bit more to control. And so we provide a couple of products. What we strongly believe in is good preventative maintenance in what the industry is called integrated pest management.
Okay.
So taking care of it. It's not, we don't provide the silver bullet that you apply once and the whole thing is fixed for the whole season. Because those are very harsh chemicals, a lot of which actually go inside the plant.
Right.
And
so yours is a more natural, healthy way to
deal
with these situations?
Ours are all suitable for organic farming practices.
Okay.
Some of them are going to actually, well, one of them already is, approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, or OMRI, okay? So they've been designed for that practice, and what we try to avoid are any kind of chemicals that will leave a residual, and in particular, ours are approved so that it doesn't flunk the state tests on illegal pesticides.
Well, that's good.
So our focus in the future will be to provide legal products for farmer growers, and that won't get them into trouble, because you know when the state picks up your product for final audit, you either pass or fail.
Right.
And that'd be kind of a harsh thing at the end of the grow. You spent all this effort and you get no money.
Yeah.
And you've invested all of this.
Well, where are you based and how did you get into doing this business?
Well, we are based in Hillsboro, so really close here. The reason we put ourselves here is we're kind of the epicenter in the Washington, Oregon area.
Yeah.
We could have had a choice to base ourselves in Denver, which is actually ahead of the curve, but I couldn't get used to the thin air up there. So we chose Oregon, Portland near the ocean a little better. But lots of activity here, and with the same kind of maturity or immaturity that Colorado has. We're really at the forefront of these things going. Now, and then so how did we get into it? To be honest with you, I've got like 30 plus years in the pesticide industry.
Okay.
And so I decided to start my own company. I've worked for all the big guys, the Monsantos, the Bayers, the Syngentas of the world. And so I know how to make these pesticide products. And I just decided that I was going to do it myself. So we were doing a different angle when one of my team was contacted by a state official in Colorado who said, you know, we have a thing where we legalize products, legalize marijuana recreationally in the state, but we have no approved pesticides to help grow the crops. And so they said, would you come over, we'll show you how it's done in terms of growing it, and will introduce you to some of the growers. And so this is no more than 5 or 6 months ago.
Wow.
And so what happened was, you know, here's the challenge. You've got to develop a product that people are going to not just smoke, but they're going to ingest it in all kinds of ways.
Sure.
So you've got dermal patches, you've got eye drops, you've got suppositories, you've got everything, every manner of introduction into the human body that no other agricultural product has. So that was a big challenge, but with my experience, I kind of cut through it and said, well, you know, there's only a few ingredients that you could utilize that will actually have any chance of being something acceptable in this industry.
Wow.
So in rapid fashion, we put through these applications, not through the federal government, by state. And so Colorado was the first and approved our products, and we've been selling product there. And so as things march along, Oregon, Washington next, in fact, actually even before then, we got product approved in Alaska. And that's a fascinating market too.
Yeah.
So Alaska and Colorado are very similar in that most of the grow are all indoor types.
Right.
You imagine.
Have to in Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska. Colorado, it's just that a lot of it is up and down the eastern side of the Rockies, from Denver down to Pueblo, Colorado.
Right.
And so so a little different. But Oregon, Washington, very diverse. Lots of outdoor growing, lots of indoor growing, lot of diversity in the pests they have here. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad that you're doing this because, you know, it's been such a concern for so many people about pesticides and having integrated pest management that's healthier for people
right.
and healthier for the plants.
Yeah, and so therefore what goes into our products isn't anything that I wouldn't mind smoking or ingesting. So, and actually, you think about it, that's the biggest challenge of any agricultural product. There's no agricultural product that has been designed for this level of human interaction.
Right, right. It's either you're eating it or you're using it.
Oh, you're doing
way.
Even more than that.
Yeah, amazing. Dr. James with Can Care Company. If people want to get more information on your products, is there an online source they can go to?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the 3Ws.can-care.com. So www.cancare with a dash in the middle, C-A-N-N, as in cannabis, C-A-N-N-C-A-R-E.com.
Right on. Thanks, Dr. James, for
stopping
by.
Okay, my pleasure. Good luck to everybody. Happy growing.
Happy growing to you. We'll be back with more from the 2016 Portland Indo Expo right after this.